You know, I just want to thank you last night with Bring Your Gifts to Jesus, all that we had in singing and scripture reading and baking and the time together. We just want to thank you. But Shannon and I want to just thank you for your love for us and your gift that you gave us last night. You are so precious. With or without that gift, I love you. I love you all. And I'm just so thankful we can be here on Christmas morning. Did you have a good Christmas morning so far? Yeah. Well, wow. Now on Christmas Day, we are able to come together with such privilege to praise God and worship God. And I'm just so thankful for that. We gathered around with as family this morning, and we read the Christmas story, and we prayed with one another, and we went around the room sharing what we wanted to praise God for. And looking at those gifts, they were just symbols of the greatest gift we could ever receive in Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. Amen. I'm excited to be here. I thank Pastor Jacob the last 2 weeks leading up to Christmas. Thank you, Pastor Jacob. And I want to thank all of you for streaming in and all of you here at EC Grace who cannot be here, who are traveling with family. We miss you. And to those of you abroad in Europe, our hearts will go out to you. We're praying for you. Thank you for streaming in. Next Sunday is what? New Year's Day. And we're going to be looking at the new year. Following that, we're going to be back into Galatians. I'm excited about that. And what is the next fruit that we're going to be speaking of? Patience. Be patient. We're going to get there. But this morning is Christmas. What a joy to be here, to celebrate with one another. What a blessed time we had last night and bring your gifts to Jesus. And think about it, all the singing that we did, the singing of the Christmas songs, the singing of the songs this morning and the weeks leading up to Christmas Day. I love the songs we sing at Christmas. Do you? They talk about Jesus. They talk about our Savior. They talk about the Redeemer. They talk about God with us. And one of the classic hymns sung during Christmas, I think you'll know the title, is O Holy Night. O Holy Night. And we're going to look at that today. You know, Pastor Jacob led up to to praise God and God, our magnificent God. This morning, we're going to look at a song. It's number 183 in your hymn book. Have that ready, because we're going to use it today. You know, the version of O Holy Night, it was written by a Frenchman in the year 1843, and it was translated into English in 1855 by John Dwight. It is that translation of the original version that is sung at Christmas time by various artists, Christian and non-Christian alike. It's the one you hear on the radio. It's the one that most people know of. And it is a beautiful song, is it not? It's a beautiful melody that sings, O Holy Night, O Night Divine. But that original version doesn't exactly tell us why. It doesn't exactly tell us why. It tells us that there is a thrill of hope. And it tells us that a weary world rejoices. But it doesn't tell us exactly why. It also tells us to fall on our knees. But it gives very vague reasons to do so. It tells us that Jesus was born to be our friend in our trials. Though that is actually true that Jesus is our friend, that's not exactly why he was born. It's a hymn the world can sing and sing without much conviction, all right? So Avis Christensen, a songwriter who was born in the year 1895, lived in Chicago her whole life. And she attended Moody Bible Institute. She decided to keep the tune, the melody of O Holy Night, but put the clear spiritual truth of Christmas into the song. So as the years went by, in the year 1979, at the age of 84, she wrote the version we have in our hymn book today. Wow. So let's look at it together. But first, as Kayla comes up, please turn to page 183 and let's stand and let's sing the first line together. Right, please be seated. So as we just sang, O Holy Night, why is it a holy night? Well, as the song goes, it is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Okay? Who is our dear Savior? It says, behold the babe in yonder manger lowly. 'Tis God's own son come down in human form. Praise God. You see, the birth of a baby is a wondrous and blessed occasion to be celebrated, right? But the birth of that babe on that day in the manger is far more wondrous than any other birth in the history of all mankind. All of us have the same thing in common with all humanity. We did not exist before we came into the world. And don't tell me that you did. You're not reincarnated. Amen. We did not exist. But that was not so with that babe in the manger, for that babe in the manger existed before he was born. He is the I Am. He is the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was God's own Son who came down in human form. You know, Matthew 1:23 tells us that that babe in the manger was the fulfillment of Isaiah 7:14 that we know so well. Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel. We must never get tired of that verse, meaning God with us. It was God who came down in human form. Wow. Imagine that. God who created the world, God who knew you before he formed you in your mother's womb, the God who is infinite in all knowledge, all power, who's everywhere. This wonderful God who came down in human form, the one and only true God. And they called him Jesus. Do you love Jesus? Jesus Christ. You know, we must understand something. Jesus did not just come into the world. He came down. He came down. He lowered himself. He emptied himself. And he came down. He came down from heaven above. He came down from his glorious throne where he ascended into heaven and sat at the right hand of the Father, where all things are his, when all things have been given to him. He came down from heaven. Well, that was after he was resurrected. But think about this. This is Almighty God. This is the Lord where all the angels fall down and worship him and cry, "Holy, holy, holy." There he is, the Son of God, as a baby, coming down to take human form. We must never forget. We must never lose the wonder of this. As the song goes on to say, long lay the world in sin and darkness, pining till he appeared. And can only say what it is, gift of infinite worth. How do you put a value on that gift? Think about the world prior to Christ and his sacrifice for sin. The world pining in its darkness with no hope, with nowhere to turn, only to have the enmity between them and the Father. Oh, infinite worth. For God so loved the world that what? He gave his Son. His Son, one and only, his gift of infinite worth. No matter what gifts you've received, how many have already received a gift this Christmas? No matter what gift you've received this Christmas, no matter what gift you'll receive in the Christmases to come, or perhaps today you're in a situation where you could not quite afford the gifts you wanted or had hoped for. Maybe you can't afford any at all. Maybe you're in a war-torn area. Maybe you have no ability but just come together and give the gift of love and be Jesus to someone. But here's the thing. If you know Jesus as your Savior, the one who came into this world from heaven above, you have the gift of infinite worth. Amen. How do you value, as we saw in Galatians, do you still have the amazing joy of your salvation? You see, our greatest need required the greatest gift. And the greatest gift God can give, he gave in himself. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that wonderful? And we don't just throw those words around to gin up feeling. They're true. And that's what should be within us. So the first line ends with, "Oh, holy night. Oh, night divine," and indeed, it was it not? Hey, we're working. And it says, "Fall on your knees. Behold the Lord most holy," and indeed, we should. Amen? Amen. Has your heart fallen on its knees today? Has it fallen on its knees in praise and thanks with an attitude of gratitude that just flows out in thanksgiving for Jesus, this babe in the manger, this gift of infinite worth? You know, one day, every knee will bow before him. Let's bow before him now. Let's bow before him in our hearts and in our minds. This wonderful, beautiful, one and only God who gave his Son the gift of infinite worth. You know, I can tell you my heart, my mind, my soul, it does fall on its knees, praising and thanking him, which is how the second line starts out. Kayla, everyone, please stand. And let's sing line two. Praise God, right? It goes, with humble hearts we bow in adoration before this child, gift of God's matchless love, sent from on high to not just be our friend, but to purchase our salvation. What grace untold to leave the bliss of glory and die for sinners, guilty and forlorn. That is, there it is, in the plain and most simple language. That is why he came. You know, the next birthday that we will recognize by our nation is of another baby boy whose mother was also named Mary. It's the birthday of George Washington. And it will be celebrated on February 22nd. But our nation does not make this national holiday simply because George was born, but because of the life that he lived after he was born, of the importance that the nation gives to his name and what he did. What if George just grew up to be a bum? No holiday for George, I guarantee you. What if he just grew up to be a normal man? No holiday for George. But Christmas is different. It is special not only because of the miracle birth, which in and of itself is miraculous and loving and so special, the miracle birth of the Son of God, a boy, a baby, but because we know why he came to earth. His birth was the beginning of a life that would lead to the cross and open up the pathway for our salvation. It's so easy to be sentimental about a baby in a manger with angels singing overhead. And should we not? God celebrated that night. God celebrated that day. You know, the stars brightly shining. Think about it. It's a real Kodak moment. And it's a beautiful moment. And God wanted the world to see. But we know that over that cradle looms the shadow of the cross. All of us will die because we have been born into this world. But Jesus was born into this world that he might die for us, that we might never die. Wow. What love, what amazing grace. There on that rough cross at Calvary, Jesus would suffer death for my sins. And there, he would not just suffer death for my sins, he would pay the price my sin deserves. Wow. He would take my place. There he would become my substitute. And in my place, he would suffer the very holy and the very just wrath of God for my sins against an almighty, holy, perfect God. He did what I could never do. God did not take on human form and come down to that manger because he had nothing else to do. He did not just want to have a new experience. He is God. He came down to that cradle to go to the cross. Because if we were to be saved, nothing else could be done. When you think of Jesus, that baby in the manger, what Galatians 3:13 tells us when we were in Galatians, it said this, "Cursed is the man who hangs on a tree." During this season, so much attention is given to the Christmas tree, the tinsel, the lights, the ornaments. And I love how Shannon decorates our Christmas tree. Such tradition, such joy. Gabe and Kayla this year went and cut down a tree and carried it home, and they are creating their own traditions. You all have Christmas trees. And there's nothing wrong with that. But for many, the forgotten tree of Christmas is the very tree that's most important, the cross of Calvary. The purpose for which he came, that is the most important tree. The song says, "Oh, what matchless love, what grace untold that he should die for us." And who are us? Sinners. Guilty and forlorn. You remember who we were before we came to God? I'm sorry, I still have this. You remember we saw in Galatians, we were dead in our sins. We were slaves to the law. Guilty and forlorn. We were guilty of sinning against him. Remember what we saw in Galatians? We were all transgressors. The song goes, "Oh, holy night, oh, night divine." Say with me, indeed it was. Fall on your knees and do something about it. Repeat the wondrous story. Indeed, we should. How can we ever not proclaim the beautiful truth of the gospel, the wonderful story of the most magnificent good news of the most magnificent God who came in human form to a lost and dying world? Let's never quit repeating the wondrous story of Jesus to one another as well. Please stand with me for the third line.
Splendor, he shall return in his glory to earth.
Amen. I'll preach the rest of the message with a lozenger. We'll see how this goes. Thank you, Bob. Wow. Thank you, Kayla. Oh, day of joy, when in eternal splendor, a thrill of hope soon shall dawn that glad eternal morn. Wow. You see, the hymn gradually does something. The hymn moves from the cradle to the cross to the crown. Wow. At the Lord's birth, the angel Gabriel, what he announced? He announced that Jesus will be great, that he will sit on the throne of his father David, and that he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end. And remember, you, as his children, we saw in Galatians, have received such a great inheritance and are citizens of his kingdom. You see, the cross was not the end, since he came to reign forever. The resurrection was inevitable, since Jesus was God and can raise himself from the grave, for it was impossible for death to hold our Lord. He came to conquer it, and conquer it he did. Amen. You see, Jesus, as his birth only, without his life, is meaningless. So is his death without his resurrection. I love to see Jesus from beginning, and we'll celebrate him soon in Easter. His mission did not end with his birth or his crucifixion, but it goes on, my friends, to his coronation. Oh, wow. That babe that we are celebrating today, of God's great love for us, who will go on to do all that he came to do. I am telling you, he is no longer in a manger. He is no longer in a grave. He's alive, and he's here right now. Amen. He's watching us now. And oh my, one day he will return in all his splendor, in glory, and he will be here on earth, ruling and reigning, and we will be with him then. Amen. And all praise should be given to him. It should all be rendered to him. Soon shall dawn that glad eternal morn, when we shall dwell with him ever above. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm going to dwell with him above one day. You say, oh, me too, Pastor. Me too, good. That used to be my famous line, right, Dad? See, I was born the middle child. I wanted everything my brother had. Me too. That's all I knew for many, many years. Me too. Oh, what's it going to be like? You know, I'm going to give you a little hint. I'm so excited about where we're at in Galatians. But we're going to be coming to a new series called When Jesus, with a question mark. And we're going to look at his return. We're going to look at the rapture. We're going to look at what is in store for us. Do you know he could come at any moment and you can be with him for all eternity? Do you know that maybe this year is the year that he will call you home and will leave these earthly tents? I don't know the future, but God does. And I know this, I'm in his care, I'm his child, and I will be with him in glory one day. Amen. So no matter what your status or your state is this Christmas, you may have a little, you may have a lot, or this may be a Christmas that you've spent without your loved ones. Or you may be facing perhaps your very last Christmas and you do not know it. But if you, my friends, have received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, God's infinite gift of His matchless love, of His untold grace, you have eternal life, and you can rejoice that one day you shall dwell with Him above. Right? So, holy night, night divine, indeed it was. Fall on your knees with joy. Lift up your voices. Indeed we should. So this morning, as the hymn says, let's thank God, and let's in our hearts and in our minds and in our words and in our actions and in our life, let's bow in humble adoration before this child, gift of God's matchless love. And if you're here today and you've never received this gift, it's free to you. You must believe, repenteth, give your life to Christ, and He will give you the gift of eternal life, the very purpose that He came. He came and He paid the price for your sin. He went and He lived a sinless life, and He hung on that tree for you and for me because He loves you and He wants to redeem you and He wants to save you. Amen. Merry Christmas, my brothers and sisters. Merry Christmas. Let's praise the Lord. Let's now stand and let's sing all three lines as we gather, as we praise God, as we sing these wonderful truths of such deep, amazing meaning. And then go out here today. Go be with your families and your loved one, praising God all day. And then tomorrow, praise Him tomorrow, and Tuesday, praise Him Tuesday, and praise Him every day, and go tell the wondrous story. As the praise team and the choir sang last night, go tell it on a mountain.